Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:14, maybe some fog still around. Be aware of that and be safe if you can. Anita Raj joins us now, our friend, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. Good morning, Dr. Raj. How are you?
Good morning. It's early, but I'm good. Thank you.
Well, it's early for you. For me, I'm about ready for lunch. Let's talk about the new study that is out on the LAVEX study. Explain to people what that is, please.
Yeah. So what we do is every couple of years, we do a survey that involves a statewide sample of adults in Louisiana to be able to get population estimates of key issues of experiences of violence that have occurred for people in Louisiana. And so we've done it again, and we've just released the 2025 data today.
What did it show?
Well, it showed a few things. There's still people have a lot of violence experiences. You know, we definitely see that. About half of people have had physical violence in their lifetime. About half of people have had, half of women and about a third of men have had sexual violence in their lifetime. And about half of all people have had IPV in their lifetime, what we call intimate partner violence or domestic violence. But there's some interesting news that relates to just what the shifts look like from 2023 to 2025, mm-hmm. which looks like we're seeing a slight decline in experiences of sexual violence, and that includes sexual harassment, exploitation, coercion, and assault. So that's some good news on the horizon, despite just ongoing high prevalence.
Is there any way to determine whether it's a decrease in the actual violence or just a decrease in reporting?
Yeah, it's hard to know that. There's no reason that we would anticipate a decrease in what people are saying just in a 2-year period. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing is that it's not so different than what we saw. If you look at the decrease, that's specific to past year experiences. Mm-hmm. So we don't see that difference in ever experiences. So we don't think it's just a mark of fewer people who are disclosing the violence on the survey. Also, we're not seeing it in domestic violence. So that tells us something. The other thing is that the decrease that we're seeing, if you look more carefully for what it is for women and men, the kinds of verbal sexual harassment that people experience, that's where you see it for both women and men. And for women, you're seeing it in some of these more aggressive forms like assault and exploitation. So that tells us that there may be something going on here that's a bit of good news at a time when, we're worried about ongoing rates of violence. And again, no change for domestic violence. So this is something we're seeing in just these issues of sexual harassment, coercion, assault, and really more for women. And that's probably more for women because it's just more likely to happen for women.
How are you defining physical violence?
Yeah, so physical violence can be any sort of physical contact of harm, but it also includes use of a knife or a gun, so a weapon. In the case of physical violence, the other interesting finding is that we do see a decline, but that's only true for men. It's not true for women. And that really corresponds with the fact that we're not seeing any shifts in domestic violence or what we call intimate partner violence. Because most of the physical violence women experience, it's more likely to be from a partner.
When it comes to the sexual aspect of it, and I want to keep this as family friendly as I can, there are different types of this, right? I mean, there's verbal, there's cyber, physical, et cetera. Yeah. Do you want to get into some of the definitions of those?
Yeah, so we ask a few different kinds of questions. So we look at verbal, which, you know, you can think of as some people would have called it catcalling in the day. And, you know, that has really, we think that that decline is actually occurring because people have a greater consciousness that that isn't acceptable behavior, that a lot of women who experienced it were being harmed. Cybersexual harassment is that kind of harassment that can occur to digital technologies. Mm-hmm. And that's one where we don't really see the decline in quite the same way. And in fact, what we see nationally is that that continues to go up. Now, one of the reasons we think that's going up is that it's a kind of abuse that more and more people can have access to because of the nature of it, and it's getting, unfortunately, easier and easier to do because technologies are just getting that much easier to apply. We have something what we call aggressive sexual harassment physical, where there's actual grabbing, there's a touching involved, or there's stalking involved. We have something we call quid pro quo, which you could view as sexual exploitation, and then forced sex, which, you know, meets the definition of rape in Louisiana. So those are the different kinds. And the one that I'm sort of keeping an eye on is the cyber sexual harassment, because this is good news, but I think we need to be watchful about the cyber sexual harassment situation because, again, technologies and the ability to do, you know, what people call sometimes deep fakes, and we had an incident recently about that. Right. It's just easier. And so that's something we're going to keep an eye on. And what I don't have broken down as easily, and we will try to get this to people once we have more time, we like to get the data out as fast as possible. We're trying to understand when these things are first happening. But I don't have it for what's happening for kids in the schools right now.
All right, let me take a break.
And I am
worried. All right, we'll pick it up. We come back and we'll talk about where it's happening and some of the consequences of this violence. We're talking to Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, The Violence in Louisiana. A new study is out. It's called, tell me again, Doctor, the name of it. I don't have it in front of me right now.
LAVEX. It's called LAVEX, Louisiana Violence Experience.
And it stands for violence that you've ever been exposed to, correct?
Exactly, violence gotcha. Experiences.
Gotcha. All right, we'll pick it up when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, about the LAVEX report that's out for 2025 regarding violence as it relates to women and men. Doc, let's talk about some of the, the locations for this. Is there a place where it happens more than the other?
Yeah, there's two places where this is most likely to happen. A lot of people talk about things like workplace, but, you know, what we see is it happens most times. A lot of people are talking about it happening in the home, mm-hmm. Whether it's physical violence or sexual violence. And that includes things like harassment. And then for women, you see a lot of women saying the sexual harassment sort of things happen in public spaces. For men, you see the violence in public spaces. But one of the things I think is a key finding that I haven't really heard of people talk about as much is a lot of these kinds of, you know, abuses, the physical violence and the sexual harassment sort of things, for men, when they're talking about home, they're talking about family. These are family members. And I'm not talking about what's happening when they're kids. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about what's happened in the past year for men. And so there's definitely some family dynamics that we don't really discuss enough or understand enough about how men are treating each other in families that I think needs to get a look at.
Wow. Tell me about consequences of physical violence.
So for the most part, what the major consequences, we look to see, you know, what happened in terms of reporting, et cetera. Most people in all cases of the different types of violence, we don't tend to see people reporting Certainly, people are more likely to report if it's stranger violence and if it, you know, involves a gun or some sort of, you know, major physical aggression or threat. But for the most part, people often don't report these kind of abuses. And that's more true in cases like sexual harassment and certainly in partner violence as well. But the major consequences we do see are things like their depression, anxiety, suicidality. For the sexual harassment and violence and for intimate partner violence, we see a lot of changes in what people do with their lives. They stop work. They stop school. They change jobs. They change where they live. And it's a way, we think this is the way that they're working to protect themselves, but it's a lot of life disruption. And, you know, that has economic consequences as well as these mental consequences that we're talking about.
What stood out to you, Dr. Raj, about this report?
Well, I think the two things that probably stood out to me most are that we're seeing this decline for women in sexual violence and sexual harassment that we don't see with men in the same way. And we're seeing the decline in physical violence for men, and we're not seeing it in the same way for women, and corresponding to that, not seeing the intimate partner violence declines. And I think this has to do with what's happening in homes. I think that there are, you know, we've been seeing the steady decline in crime in Louisiana and a lot of the country. But I am not sure that we have done what we need to make sure people are safe in their own homes in the way they need to be.
And do you know what the cause would be for that?
I think that, well, there's a lot of questions about why we're seeing less violence, you know, in public spaces, mm-hmm. and generally crime, why that's going down. Certainly we know that when there's more economic security, we see better results, but we're hitting into the time but even last year we had less economic security. So it's interesting that we're still seeing that. I don't know if we have better supports out there for people or if there's better, consciousness around things like sexual harassment and kind of surveillance systems around any kind of more physical violence than there once was out in the streets, and we just really haven't had those same kind of effects in households.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it as always. Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Osan. Thank you, Ian. 7:38, 22 till 8, joined by Scott Bernier of the North Shore Humane Society about something neat that they got going on for Thanksgiving. Good morning. How you doing, Scott?
Good morning, Tommy.
Tell me what's happening, what you guys are trying to do, and I think it's a really cool idea.
So this is an annual thing that we do every year. It's called Barksgiving. Mm-hmm. What we do is we try to get the public to come in and take animals home during the holiday period, foster them temporarily, because at the end of the day, we shut the facility down. It's quiet there. The volunteers aren't there because they're with the family. Our staff's working limited hours, and it's a lonely environment for the animals.
So it's a chance also for you to bring the dog dog or cat into the house, give you something to rally around, something to pet, something to talk about, right? I mean, it's win-win for everybody.
Definitely, and if you're thinking about maybe adopting an animal but you're not sure, it gives you an opportunity to put them in your house for a few days and see how it goes. What we do is we ask people to pick up between 9 and 4, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We give you all the supplies you need, all the food, everything that you need to take.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Care of them, and then you bring them back sometime starting Monday. Of course, if you decide to keep them forever, that's a great thing too.
Tell me how people get involved with this. Do they sign up, or do they go and pick out a pet first? Are we talking about primarily dogs as opposed to cats? Because you called it Barksgiving, not meow-giving.
Yeah, well, it's tough to put the two of them together, yeah. Right? But no, it's cats and dogs.
Okay.
And you just show up at our facility between 9 and 4, talk to one of our adoption counselors. We'll ask you some questions about your home. Do you have any kids? Do you have any other animals? And we'll try to fit you with something that pairs nicely in your family.
And I guess you got your choice between big, small, whatever fits best, right?
Well, exactly. We don't want to put an animal in a home that's not going to be the right fit. That's why we take a little time. We talk to you, figure out what we can do. I'll tell you, in a few years past, we've been able to get 100% of the animals out of our facility, and that's our goal, so they all have a great Thanksgiving, too.
That's awesome. You can go to, what is it, NorthShoreHumane.org if you want to take a look at the different pets that are available?
Definitely. NorthShoreHumane.org. Go to the adoption area, and you'll see all the animals we have. We probably have about 180 under our care right now.
And you can also arrange to bring one home for Barksgiving, which happens between?
Between Monday and Wednesday is the pickup, and you bring them back after the holiday.
Be a nice thing to do for the holidays for everybody. Thank you, sir. Give me the phone number or however they get in contact with you. Is it the website, the best place, the NorthShoreHumane.org?
Definitely. Go to the website. That's the best way to see the animals we have.
And you can get all the information you need there. Thank you. Good luck. I hope somebody reacts to this. And as a result, I hope you clear the shelter out again. NorthShoreHumane.org. We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Andronika Morris about human housing. New report says that New Orleans should get rid of an affordable housing mandate downtown. We'll talk about it when we return here on WWL. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Yesterday we spoke with Ali Bustamante, a professor at UNO New Orleans, ranking third in the country for the share of income devoted to housing, making it more expensive than Los Angeles, Miami, and even Honolulu. Andronika Morris joins us now, president and chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. Talk about that and talk about an affordable housing mandate for downtown. Good morning, Andronika. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. You and I go back a long way. Tell me about the mandate. What is that for people that don't know?
So several years ago, when we launched the Housing NOLA plan, one of the policies we were looking at is something called mandatory inclusionary zoning. It's a national policy practice that requires, whenever anyone's building market rate housing in areas where there's risk of displacement, gentrification, or really a need to have a more diverse population, have working class people in the neighborhood, you can decide to require that the developer set aside a percentage of homes and apartments that are exactly like the homes and apartments that they're building for luxury housing, and they would have to make those affordable. They make them affordable with local government's help. They get incentives, support, other things to make sure that the whole project cash flows, and you increase the supply of housing without any public money, right? The incentives are usually not cash. They're things like increased building. So you might want to, you're only going to build 250 units, at this high, high level, and they might even let you build another 100 to set aside a percentage to cover the cost of the ones that are affordable to the average citizen. So we put that policy in place several years ago, and as a part of the process, because it requires, in order to get the homes and apartments, the deal's got a cash flow. And so you've got to be looking at the market to figure out what incentives are necessary, and even if the market is strong enough to support the mandate, and our market isn't.
So it's not working.
So it's working. It's the problem is the market is deteriorating, right? It's not about, because it's dependent upon a market where you're going to be building a lot of luxury housing, and you also have a need for affordable housing. We have a tremendous need for affordable housing. We have way too much market rate housing and way too much luxury housing. So there's no way to make the numbers line up at this time. And so the policy calls on, so it actually is working, because it calls on us to look at the numbers and to say, hey, look, there's not a whole lot of market rate being built, and there's not a way to help them cover their costs, because they, in order to build right now, you need tremendous subsidy to build right now with the insurance crisis. Everyone needs public subsidy in order to move forward. So there's no reason to put a mandate on it, because they're going to have to build affordable housing anyway.
So it seems like a good idea, but the market conditions are offsetting that. Am I accurate there or not?
The market conditions, our failure to address the other parts of the affordable housing crisis, have made it something that we need to, that part, the mandate part of it, put on pause. The good part of it is, the other good part that continues, is that builders and developers, one problem that we also had was, if you were coming to New Orleans or you already here in New Orleans, you weren't sure what you needed to do to get certain incentives. This policy has put in place standards so that developers don't have to guess, they don't have to hire lobbyists, community can know, what's going to be expected when a deal comes into their neighborhood, it comes into their community, what they're going to get, what public resources they're going to get in exchange for what they're going to give. Instead of what we've often seen are these, projects that don't make sense, or people aren't really sure, and surprise, you're getting this additional subsidy. Surprise, you're going to get the rules changed for you. So it is working. It's just a small part of the overall strategies that, you know, we haven't been able to get the rest of those being deployed effectively. There's issues with, and again, COVID has been a big problem, and the insurance crisis. And again, this policy in particular doesn't address any of those. It works, and it is intended to work in a market that's doing well. And New Orleans's housing market, as you just talked about with Allie, isn't doing well.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 7:51, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Andranika Morris, our friend, president, chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. So, Andranika, what is the big solution for this large picture of affordable housing in the area?
So the big solution is we're going to have to get strategic. Right now, the crisis is so extreme. We have lost so many people, and we're losing revenue, right? This is impacting the budget crisis. This is impacting the crisis with our school systems, because there's not enough revenue coming in, because there's not enough people here to support the infrastructure. So we've got to talk about making short-term investments. There are thousands of homes and apartments that are sitting empty. By our estimates, we've got about 40,000 vacant homes and apartments just in New Orleans alone. 10,000 of those are occupiable today. But because of insurance and utility costs, they can't be affordable. And I'm not just talking about people who make $7.25 an hour, even though they're struggling the worst. I'm talking about folks who make $20 an hour, $25 an hour, not able to pay these sky-high insurance costs. So we've got to talk about short-term solutions that bring those costs down. Thankfully, we're talking about fortified roofs, and we might even get a mandate soon to have fortified roofs pass on those discounts, but we've got to make that investment. We've got to make sure that those folks have the money to put the fortified roofs on.
So it seems like all of this goes back to insurance?
Right now, yes. The insurance crisis is the biggest problem that we have. We've got to get it under control.
Thank you, Andronika. I think we put the exclamation point on it just now. Andronika Morris, President Chair of the Greater New Orleans Housing Alliance. We're going to come back, talk to Dr. Mae Scott, my friend, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness, about GLP-1s. There's some new news out about cancer and its effectiveness when it comes to cancer treatment and prevention. We'll also talk about the medications in general, so stay with us. That, and we're also asking you for your favorite TV series of all time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.